I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been 4 years since the fall of Baghdad, Iraq. Insurgent attacks happen almost every day. This violence has forced many Iraqis to flee. Speaking from Amman, Jordan, World Vision's Lindsay Gladding says they're providing basic needs through the local church, which is strategic.
The atmosphere here is very much one of open religion and tolerance, and people understand that, you know, that we are Christian and that that's what motivates us to help people. And to listen and to speak out on their behalf, because they have been forgotten and silenced.
Next, Indonesia has opened the doors for Christians because of tragedy. Partners International has 42 church planning units in the strongly Muslim Aceh province since the tsunami 2 years ago. Faisal from Partners International says Muslims are changing their minds about Christians.
A wonderful thing is that seeing how Christians that they used to think as bad people, as the people that are not their friends. Those are the people who came and responds to their needs.
And Bible teaching is now being broadcast in the world's most spoken language, Mandarin Chinese. Pastor Chuck Smith's The Word for Today program will be broadcast from Transworld Radio Station in Guam. The program is 30 minutes and will be aired 5 days a week. Asian listeners are desperate for this kind of teaching. The program is also translated into English and Spanish, and other languages will be considered in the future. This partnership will greatly enhance the spread of the gospel, especially in China. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.